I'll start. This is reclaiming on Sabine Chang. Chang is S. I'm sorry. Chang is C. Hang. Sabine, Sabine. S as in Sam. Sabine, Sabine. B as in boy. Chang is Chang. C as in cat. Sabine Chang, date of birth is 6/13/64, age 58. Please make copy for Dr. James Brown. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and recurrent bronchitis, and a history for persistent asthma. Next paragraph. This is a 58-year-old female CNA who has had recurrent episodes of bronchitis with asthma, has been on various bronchodilators and inhaled steroids. The patient had a chest x-ray on 3/13/23, which showed chronic interstitial changes and no acute abnormalities. She has been coughing up some whitish mucus and denies chest pains, fevers, or chills. She has chronic back pain as well as shoulder pain due to torn rotator cuff, and there also complaints of some leg swelling. Next paragraph. Paragraph. Past history includes history for coronary artery disease with stenting times 5, and a history for tonsillectomy remotely, and history of appendectomy. She has had rotator cuff repair of the right shoulder, and had a previous history of mild strokes times 2. The patient also has chronic dizziness. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1 pack per day for 40 years and no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Med list included Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Lexapro 10 milligrams daily, Gabapentin 300 milligrams HS, Tramadol 50 milligrams PRN, Irbesartan 150 milligrams daily, and Zetia 10 milligrams daily, Crestor 20 milligrams daily, Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID. And Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff a day. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, family history, mother is in good health, father's illness all known. Next paragraph, review assistance of patient, complaints of fatigue, denies glaucoma, cataracts, she has vertigo, and denies hoarseness, but has post-nasal drip. She has no urinary frequency burning or flank pain, no hay fever or asthma, says shortness of breath and coughing spells, and says reflux symptoms, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, nice chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no palpitations. Says leg swelling, says depression and anxiety, and has joint pains and muscle aches, denies seizures, but has headaches, and has had syncopal episodes. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this ictus perfluidema. Blood pressure 142/70, pulse is 60, respiration 16, temperature 976. Weight is 227. Saturation 95. HG and D announced phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes in the upper lung, first, no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema with diminished peripheral pulses, no calf tenderness. Reflex of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is asthma with chronic bronchitis. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, history of coronary artery disease. Number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. And next paragraph. Number 5 is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with blood gas studies and a CT chest without contrast. We will start her on nebulized albuterol solution, TIDPRN. Continue with Trilogy, 200 micrograms, 1 puff a day. CBC, IgE level, and a complete metabolic profile to be done. Follow-up will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Please add in the final diagnosis, chronic back pain. Number 5 is chronic back pain. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. James Brown, BROWN. Thank you.